Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Witham, your host, along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Good morning, J.C. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. Good to have you here. Appreciate all of our listeners out there. We have an excellent book this week, J.C., on a topic I don't think I've talked much about in 10 years of doing radio, which I know is odd.
I thought you pretty much talked about everything at this point.
Well, we left out about a half of the investment universe, and we're going to include it now and talk about it today, as a matter of fact. The book this week, J.C., is by Robert Levine. This is the gentleman's name. It's called How to Make Money with Junk Bonds, J.C., High Yield Bonds, which you've heard of, are also called junk bonds.
Yes.
I like the name High Yield better. It sounds better. But junk bonds are a way to make quite nice profits for a lot of people, to make very, very good profits if they go about it the right way and manage the risk that's involved in the high yield bond market. And this book teaches you how to do just that. I have a copy of this book on my Kindle, J.C., that I'm reading at the present time. And he goes through certain ratios and screens that you want to run your bonds through before you buy them to avoid defaults, or, you know, a bond not paying, basically, is what you want to avoid. That's the risk in the junk bond world. And basically, your biggest risk is default risk, obviously, in that world, in that arena. And it's called How to Make Money with Junk Bonds. Robert Levine ran a company called Nomura Corporate Research and Asset Management, and he ran a portfolio, J.C., for 18 years, where he beat the S&P with junk bonds on the 1 year, the 5 year, the 10 year, the 15 year, and the 18 year period.
Wow.
Every single period he beat the S&P over all those periods. So that's pretty consistent returns, I'd say. The guy knows a thing or two about bonds, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
He's traded them and bought them in the millions and probably billions of dollars worth. And the book's really easy to follow. He goes through what they are and what they aren't, what they cover and what they don't. He tells you what to watch out for. He says there's some junk bonds that are going up in credit that shouldn't be junk rated. You know, that they're doing better than what you might think. And those are the bonds you want to look for. Basically, he tells you how to find them. We'll send you a free copy of this book if you want. It's called How to Make Money with Junk Bonds. We'll also send you a copy of our rate sheet that lists some of our high-yield bonds that are paying as much as or more than 10% per year. And some of these, J.C., are only four-year bonds at 10% or more coupon. So, you know, yield.
Yeah, that's pretty good, especially for bonds.
It's very good. And so we'll send that information out to you for free along with the book. If you want the book and the information, just give me a call, 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. It is the weekend, so you will get our voicemail. Just leave your name and your address, please, and we'll send you that bond rate sheet. And what that is, it tells you, like, the company will say Parker Drilling, which is one of the companies on the sheet, J.C., say Parker Drilling, you know, bond matures in 2021, yield, current yield of 9% or 10%, whatever it might be, and then it'll tell you different companies. Hertz is on there. Noble Drilling is on there, some local companies. Windstream, I think, was on there. Remember, we talked about that, the phone company.
Yes.
Some of these are names you'll know, by and large. They're going to be names you know, but they're paying awfully good yields right now, around the 10% range on these bonds. And they're short-term 4 to 5 year bonds, so they're not like 30-year bonds or 40-year bonds or something like that. And the advantage to them is, of course, if you hold to maturity, J.C., you know what your return is.
Yes.
As long as the company's around and pays it off, you know what your return is
when you buy it,
which I like very much. And that's why I want bonds that I can hold to maturity as opposed to a 30 or 40 year bond, because I don't expect I'll be around to see those mature, but who knows? I might, but you never know. Some of the chapters from this book, How to Make Money with Junk Bonds, that we're giving away, some of the chapter titles relating to credit to price, an example of how to conduct what he calls a strong horse analysis, which he goes into in his book, basically buying good bonds. He talks to you about ratios, JC, about bonds that can, companies that can pay their debt, which obviously
which
is a key component.
Pretty key, yeah. Yes.
If you're buying junk bonds in particular, you're loaning money to these companies. I mean, that's just essentially what you're doing when you're buying a bond, is you're loaning money to Hertz or to Parker Drilling, whoever it might be, and you're hoping they pay it back, right? Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
That's got a big part of your return, is if return of your principal. Obviously, you won't get that principal back. And he says, look at the management and the ownership of the company, bond price volatility, defaults and junk bonds, and the default rate's actually a lot lower than you might think, JC. I was surprised how low it is. Historically, it's averaged 2 to 4%.
Really? Wow.
Which isn't that high.
Well,
I mean, for the junk bond arena, and I was surprised to see.
Well, you could diversify that risk pretty darn well out of that, then.
That's what you want to do by buying different companies.
Right.
Different industries, especially, yes, and that's something we do advocate. And the book talks about that. He tells you to do that in the book. He doesn't say, put it all in red, you know, buy one company, $100,000 worth of one company's bonds, because that's a little bit too risky.
Right.
On the insane side, in my opinion. He says, tests that show the strong horse method works. This is the guy who basically beat the S&P over the 1, 5, 10, and 15, and 18-year returns. He beat the S&P over every single period with his bond portfolio. Remember, he wasn't buying stocks. He was buying bonds.
Right.
And he beat the S&P, consistently beat the S&P over every single period. More statistical tests is another chapter, how to invest in junk bonds, logistics, covenants of a bond, what they mean, what they are, which is basically the rules of the bond. The good, the bad, and the ugly are some of the chapters that he talks about with his book. I'm reading the book presently. It's very, very well written. And it's very easy to follow. It is not complex. It is not jargon. If you're interested in bonds or high-yield bonds, you probably want to call and get this book. We'll send you a copy of it for free. And we'll also send you our rate sheet on our high-yield bonds that basically follow what the book says, basically follow what the book recommends, looking at certain types of bonds. I've screened them very carefully. As I told you that, I've got Morningstar, and Morningstar covers all the bonds that are issued, the corporate bonds that are issued and traded publicly in the U.S., and it helps me to do some research to look at the coverage and the financials of the companies to see if they're sound enough to pay off these bonds. And some of these companies, JC, are actually going to pay them off out of cash flow, which is amazing, because you're talking $200-300 million.
Right.
They'll just fork over the cash and pay it off at a cash flow. They're not going to refinance the bonds. They've said they're considered high yield bonds or junk bonds, which means you would think they wouldn't have the cash flow to pay off $300 million worth of bonds.
Right.
But at least one of these companies we're going to talk about today, I looked at and they said, yeah, we're going to retire them and we're just going to pay them cash and we're going to not refinance them. We're going to get rid of the debt, take it off our balance sheet, and we're just going to pay it off. And that's not a bad risk, I think.
And so that's signifying a company that was having a little bit of trouble, has essentially recovered and out of that trouble and has now the cash flow to just pay that off and go down the road.
Exactly. And their credit rating hasn't caught up to it yet. Because what's happened, their credit rating hasn't been upgraded yet because it should have been.
Right.
Their financial situation's improved.
Daily. It's
not. Well, their financial situation's improved, but they're still junk rated credit below BBB, which is what we consider high yield or junk rated below investment grade. And so the credit rating agencies just haven't caught up with their reality yet for this company in particular. And that's not true of all bonds, but in this case, this company, this one company that we're going to talk about, that's the case. So if you want the rate sheet in the book, just give me a call. 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, and we will send you the book and the report, the rate sheet with everything on it, on all the bonds, the who, what, when, where, why, and how on the bonds. And you can look at it and research them yourself if you want to, or you can call me and come visit with me, and I'll talk to you about it some more if you want to. You don't have to. We're going to talk about bonds today. We're going to talk about corporate bonds and high-yield bonds in particular. JC, what's one of the key elements of a junk bond paying off at maturity? What has to happen? Two things have to happen. A, the company has to be around.
Right, yes.
Hopefully. And B, they have to be able to pay the bond off.
Right.
Those are the two key elements that you want. And so one of the main things I look at is we look at trends, JC. You look at if the company's cash flow is getting better or getting worse. You look at coverage, interest rate coverage, with EBITDA, which is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah. Divided by interest, and that's called interest coverage. So if their interest payments are $1 million a year, JC, and their EBITDA is 5, their interest coverage would be 5, 5 to 1.
Right,
ratio
right.
is 5 to 1. The debt service, meaning the interest payments only, are $1 million a year, and they're making $5 million in this kind of like pre-tax profit, this ratio, it's got 5 to 1 coverage. That's an excellent ratio for a high-yield bond. Actually, you want 2 to 1 or better. So 3 is better, 4 is better, 5 is better. That's an even better ratio. The higher that number, the better the ratio. Now, on the other side, we want debt I'm trying to think how it is. It's debt divided by EBITDA needs to be 6 or less. So total debt on the balance sheet, $300 million, whatever it might be, divided by $100 million or whatever it might be. You want that ratio to be 6 or less. And the lower that number is, the better off they are, the company is. So I went back and I went and looked through some of the financials on these companies that are on the rate sheet that we're sending out. And they met the qualifications for what the gentleman in the book outlines, Robert Levine outlines in his book. And it's kind of interesting because Morningstar reports all these numbers and it's all available to me. I can screen by who has the highest ratios in the industry, who has the highest ratios in the United States, what the ratings on the bonds are, the company, all kinds of things, as well as the cash flows. And I showed you on our LPL screen, our research, internal research shows the bond yield historically, which shows a graph of basically the bond yields, what the bond yields have done over the years. And so we can see basically the history of the bond price, what it's done, you know, since it was issued. So I can see where it's been going. And I think that's very critical information, because you want to know if your bond that's now trading at 90 was trading at 80 last year or at 95.
Right, right.
It makes a big difference one way or the other, because if it was trading at 80 last year, a lower price, and now it's trading at 90, that means that the market thinks that company's improving dramatically, you know, in our financial performance. And that's a bond you would look to buy, you know, normally that we look to get into. Now, some of these bonds, I don't know if you saw the thing about Puerto Rico, but Mr. Trump announced, was it last night or today, that Puerto Rico should default on their bond payments?
Right.
Well, that's not a good idea, I hate to tell them, but hopefully Puerto Rico will not do that. But the Puerto Rican bonds have dropped today dramatically because of that statement from the president. He was implying that they should default on their bonds. That would not be good for bondholders of the Puerto Rican debt. And that's something we'll talk about more after the break. We have to go to break. Let me remind you of our free book, How to Make Money with Junk Bonds. We'll send you a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with him along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. That's Bobby Darin. J.C., you don't know who that is?
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever heard this song.
You're kidding. Mac the Knife?
No, I don't know what this is.
You got to get out more, J.C. That's all I can say. Okay. Anyhow, that was Bobby Darin's biggest hit, I think, of his whole career right there. Great song. Anyhow, I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money with Junk Bonds by Robert Levine. We will send you a free copy of this book and a rate sheet on our high-yield bonds, some of which yield as much as 10% or more. And they're 4 to 5 year maturities, fairly short maturities on these. And it's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, please, when you get our voicemail. And we'll send you that information absolutely free, no cost and no obligation whatsoever. JC, I want to talk about a couple terms here real quick that go with bonds. Bonds. We're talking about bonds today, right? Some bonds are secured by assets, right?
Right.
Like if you're a manufacturing company, if you're a Ford Motor Company, you have plant and equipment. Obviously, a lot of assets.
Right, right.
You know, physical assets I'm referring to. That's some of the things that would secure a bond. It's collateral, basically collateral for the bond, if you will. Most bonds are not secured. Most bonds are called debentures, which means they're not secured bonds. And then we have another thing called an indenture, which is basically the bond contract. A bond is a contract. So if you think about it, you're loaning money to a company.
Right.
To Ford Motor Company, like in the example we talked about. And so you have an indenture, which describes the terms of that loan. Basically, it says you got to pay me this amount, this frequency, and, you know, this, and here's when it matures and has a date on it, a definite maturity date and all that stuff. And what's the difference between a bond and a bond fund, JC, in terms of maturity?
Well, a bond fund doesn't mature.
Has no maturity.
Right.
Right. But a bond, individual bond, has a maturity.
It's finite, yes.
Right. And by maturity, I mean it pays off on a certain date. Like a CD has a due date. Let's say a three-year CD. If you buy a three-year CD, JC, how long does it last?
That would be roughly 3 years.
Right. Right. I'm sorry for throwing you a math question there, but I figured you could handle that one. So a three-year bond, or five-year, let's just say a five-year bond, matures in 5 years. So if you buy it when it's issued at $1,000, which is the price they're issued at normally, okay, and it matures in 5 years at par, they will give you your $1,000 back in 5 years, along with interest to the coupons along the way, right?
Correct.
And if your coupon rate is 5%, they pay you 2.5% every 6 months on most bonds. Bonds pay every 6 months, semi-annually. So it's half of whatever the annual coupon rate is, paid every 6 months. So you get 2.5% every 6 months. So if it's a $1,000 bond, JC, that's $25 every 6 months.
Right, right, right.
So that's how, that's the basics of how a bond works in the primary market. Now, the issue is bond prices move. They can go down, they can go up, driven by two different things, primarily credit ratings and interest rates, right?
Right.
The two factors would normally affect a bond price more than anything else. If a credit rating for a company is decreased, let's say they're AA, and their credit rating drops to B or double B, let's just say double B, their bond price is going to go down, right? It's
correct.
Going to go down because it's going to push the yield up to where to the equivalent of what the industry is paying, what they have to get for that double B rated bond or whatever it might be. So the rate would, the price would drop. Conversely, if interest rates drop from 5% for double A rated bonds to 3%, the price of the bond would go up, right? So and this isn't something everybody has to know. I'm just trying to give you some of the mechanics of how these things work. We have S&P, we have Moody's, and we have Fitch, Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch, which are the three biggest rating agencies in the United States, and they rate most of the major bonds. Most of the ones we carry in our inventory are all rated by all the agencies, I think.
And they rate the United States.
Yeah, they rate the United States government, which has been downgraded, by the way, which is not AAA rated, so that's kind of funny. And I looked this morning, we have several companies that are still AAA rated. We have a whole bunch of companies that are still AAA rated. So I was, and you know, I'm going to ask you this, JC. I mentioned the default rate on high yield bonds earlier was about 3% a year average. In 2008, it ran up. It went up quite a bit from there, but it averaged about 3% historically. You know what the default rate is on AAA rated bonds over the last 20 years, JC?
Is it about the same?
0.0.
Really?
On AAA rated bonds. None have defaulted in 20 years.
Really? Wow.
That's why they're rated AAA, I guess. You know, they get that rating for a reason. It's very hard to get a AAA credit rating. I mean, the United States government can't even do it. And they can tax us into oblivion, which they were trying to do a few years ago. And they don't even have a AAA rating, credit rating anymore. There's a few companies that do. Last time I checked, GE was one of them. I think Pfizer was one of them. But there's a few companies out there that have AAA rating. But it's very rare. But I noticed their rates they borrow at are very low. They can borrow money at 3% and 4%. So it's pretty good for a corporation. It's pretty cheap. So, but that's the benefit of a AAA rating. The AAA down to BBB is what's called investment grade bonds or high grade corporate bonds, which means low yield. Think low yield, high credit quality corporate bonds. Below BBB, from BB on down through C and D, which is for default, are the what are called junk bonds or high yield bonds, whatever you want to call them, junk bonds, I don't care. And those are the bonds that pay higher yields but have higher risk to them as far as default goes. And so as you mentioned earlier, you want to diversify. And how do we mean diversify, JC? We mean it two different ways, right? By company and by industry?
Yes.
You want to explain what that means, what I'm referring to?
Well, what you'll see a lot of people do, especially when it comes to stock, is you'll see people buy 10 oil stocks and say, well, I got a diversified portfolio because I've got 10 different stocks in here. Well, that's true, and you have diversified to a certain extent. But if you see oil go in the tank like you've seen over the last couple of years,
right.
Well, your whole portfolio is going to go in the tank. You haven't diversified away that risk.
Correct.
You've simply diversified, you know, the individual company risk in that portfolio of those stocks. So what we mean when we say diversify within industry, or excuse me, amongst multiple industries, you'd want to have, you know, some oil, some financials, some utilities. Yeah, that's what we mean by diversification.
Exactly. And so you're diversifying against company risk by buying multiple companies. Then you're also diversifying against industry risk by getting multiple industries, basically technology, healthcare, financials, whatever it might be, oil, whatever it might be. And so you want to diversify across all those pools or areas in your portfolio of bonds to make sure you don't have, you know, half your money in one bond, which I hope nobody would ever do, but you don't want to do that. Certainly don't want to do that. You want to have multiple industries, multiple companies, and that can help you diversify. Another thing to do to mitigate risk is to keep it short. The shorter the term, the less risk you're taking on, especially with high yield bonds. You go out 10, 20, 30 years with a high yield bond, you're taking on a lot of risk, in my opinion, because you don't know what's going to happen to that company 20 years from now.
Right.
Nobody knows what's going to happen to that company 20 years from now, let's face it. But if you go to, like, well, I stay with 4 or 5 years on my rate sheet that I'm sending out, stay with 3, 4, 5 years, and then you have a fairly good idea where the company's going to be at. You can always sell the bond before maturity, but I want to try to hold the maturity if I can. If the company doesn't go in the tank or something like that, I try to hold the bond to maturity. That way, we get an increased yield from the price appreciation because we're buying the bonds at a discount and getting a high yield in the meantime. The yields on these per year is like 7 or 8% on a lot of these, but we also have 3 or 4 points in price appreciation per year to maturity. So we're combining it to make, you know, 10, 11, 12% per year on these bonds, or trying to at least. And so it pays to diversify, but we want to keep it short on the maturity also. We'll talk more about this after the break. I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money with Junk Bonds. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the Morning's AC Haspel. I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money with Junk Bonds. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the book and the information. Absolutely free. The rate sheet information on our bonds. Absolutely free. No cost, no obligation whatsoever. JC, I want to step back for a minute and talk to our listeners about how bonds are traded and different transaction types that we engage in for our clients as a broker-dealer. As you know, there's two types, right? Agency and principal transactions.
Correct.
And why don't you go ahead and explain agency and I'll do principal. You want to do that? We'll split it up here.
If memory serves, and correct me if I'm wrong, agency is when you're selling a bond on behalf of somebody else as opposed to out of your own inventory.
Right, right. So if a client wants a bond and we don't have it, we go out and we find it on the street.
Right.
And we act as agent, kind of like a broker.
We facilitate that transaction,
right.
Yes.
And we charge a fee to do that, and we just make a markup or a markdown depending on which way it's going, buying or selling. And so we just charge a small commission on that bond, and that's acting as agent for them, basically. And it'll say on your confirm, when you get a confirm, whether we acted as agent or principal. This is a required disclosure and has been for several years. So the confirm will tell you which way we acted, which way we did the transaction. The second way, which I'll explain, is called a principal transaction. We go out and we buy a bond, LPL does, let's just say, or Goldman Sachs or somebody like that goes out and buys a bond at 90, JC. They buy it at 90 on the market. They hold it on their books for a week, JC, and then they sell it to the client. The bond price goes up or it goes down. Let's say it goes down to 85. They sell it to the client at 85 out of their book, out of their inventory. And that's a principal transaction when you're buying it directly from the broker-dealer's inventory. And that has to be disclosed on the confirm. It has to be done at the market price. This is a key. They can sell it to you out of their inventory, but it has to be at the current market price. It can't be above the market price or below the market price if you're selling it. They have to sell it at the market price. And back in the old days, it wasn't this way. They didn't have these rules like this, JC, so they could charge you whatever they wanted to for it, pretty much. I mean, but nowadays, it has to be at the market price, by the way. And there's limits on the agency transaction. There's limits on the markups and markdowns on the commissions. And this is all to protect the consumer. And it's for a good reason that these rules exist, and they should exist, and I agree with them completely. But anyhow, you'll see on your confirms, next time you get a bond confirmation, look at it, it'll say, we acted as agent or we acted as principal on your transaction, you know, today. And that'll tell you. Now you'll know which one, what it means, JC. So
something you can share with your friends.
That's right. JC will be probably posting that on Facebook later on, if I know. some of the bonds that we have, JC, I'm looking at here, some of the bonds on our inventory. Genworth Financial, JC, which is a huge company, started by GE many years ago, which trades, works in the financial services business, obviously. It sells life insurance and annuities and other things like that. Their bonds are yielding 9.1, JC, yield to worst. 9.1, not bad.
Not bad.
But it's a pretty good company. Hertz Corporation, we've got some bonds of theirs at 7.3. Parker Drilling, local company, 12.2 on the yield on those. Yield to worst. Noble Drilling, which is 8.3. Local company, also 8.3. And by yield to worst, what do I mean by yield to worst? If the bond is called or matures, whichever has the lowest yield to the client is the yield I'm quoting. So the lowest possible yield as long as the bond pays off. The lowest yield to the client is the worst case scenario, I guess you would say, is what we're giving you, as long as the bond pays off. And of course, there's always everything. All bets are off if the bond doesn't pay off. If the company's not around to pay the bond, then all bets are off. But I was looking at some of the high-yield bond companies, JC, in the world. And I won't say what this company is, but I'll tell you, they're an oil and gas company, and They're in the junk bond arena. Okay? Their bonds are yielding to worst, 25% right now for two-year bonds, two-year maturity. Okay? But let's look at the financials for this company for the last year or two. Last quarter, their revenues were up 24%. Doesn't sound like a junk bond company, does it?
No, no. I would not be your average anyways.
Right. Their EBITDA, that phrase I love to use earlier, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. I have to think about that. Sorry, I have to think back to my accounting class. This year, we're up 78% compared to last year. Basically, their pre-tax profits were up 78%. That's a huge increase in pre-tax profits. That's enormous. Their interest coverage, their EBITDA divided by interest payments, is 3x, which is a good ratio. The company plans on retiring their bonds, these bonds that mature in 2019, from current cash on hand and cash flow from operations. That means they're not reissuing the bonds, JC, right? They're not going to issue another bond.
Right, right.
They're not going to just replace it with another bond
that
matures 5 years later or 10 years later. They're going to pay it out of their cash flow. Basically, they're going to open their wallet and say, here's $300 million. We're going to get rid of it. Actually, this is a $255 million issue. They're going to pay $255 million cash to pay it off. That doesn't sound like a junk bond company.
Right.
If you have that kind of cash laying around, you're not a junk bond company, in my opinion. I mean, not normally. But this is a company whose bonds are rated as junk. And so there are a lot of companies out there like this. You just have to look and be able to find them. And we have to do some research. We have to look around. But not all junk bond companies are companies in a death spiral is what I'm trying to say. Some of them are on their way up. And this company, obviously, is one of those companies that I'd say financially is on its way up. You know, if your revenues are up 24%, you're doing something right. I mean, and if your profits are up 78%, you're definitely doing. They're cutting their margins,
right?
Improving their margins quite a bit. I mean, obviously they're cutting their costs and doing something as well as increasing revenue at the same time. So they're getting things under control. This is a firm that seems to have pretty decent management. At least now they may not have always, but they may have gotten rid of the old management, you know, and replaced it with new people. Who knows? Their operating income for the last quarter was up $4.7 million or 17% from the first quarter. Their EBITDA was up 70. Jumped from $40 million to $72 million, so $32 million increase. It's pretty good. That's pretty strong financial performance, I'd
say.
Yeah. And they're in the oil and gas business, which has been hit really hard, you know, by oil prices, of course, dropping a couple of years ago. But this is a company that's responded
in a good way.
I'd say pretty well. They're going to weather the storm pretty well. They're doing a lot better than most of their peers are doing, I would say. And so there's companies out there like this. In the high-yield bond market, in the junk bond market, you just have to go out there and look and find them. And they do exist, and we just have to be able to find them. And one of the nice things about computers, JC, is I can punch into my computer. I can say I want EBITDA divided by interest of 2 or better, and I want this divided by 6 or to be 6 or less or whatever. And Morningstar spits it right out for me.
Wait, so you don't get the financial reports of all these companies and sit there reading them all day long?
That's what Warren Buffett does. That's not what I do, yes. I prefer to let the computer do a lot of my work for me. But it makes it much faster.
Right, yes.
You know, because the bond universe is thousands and thousands of bonds, JC, and it would take me a day or two to read all those financial reports.
Right.
And even find the bonds, you know, in the reports and find the debt service and all that stuff. But Morningstar has so many ratios on the companies. They keep track of so many financial ratios that I can find just about any ratio I want, even, you know, book price to book, things like that are in there. And on bonds, I was shocked when I found out the bonds were in there because I didn't even know Morningstar tracked bonds, but I was surprised when I opened my Morningstar program and saw bonds, all the bonds in the U.S., publicly traded bonds in the U.S. in there. And I was like, this is great. This is a gold mine. And then I started screening the high-yield bonds. And it's really a wealth of information because the credit rating doesn't tell you everything about a company.
Right. It oftentimes is very misleading.
Yes. And so this company that I just referred to, this oil and gas company, could be rated with another company whose earnings and profits are in steady decrease. And they could still be rated the same as far as the credit rating companies go. They're two entirely different, you know, situations.
Right,
let's face
it,
they're not the same situation. They're not in the same boat by any means. But the credit rating agencies might have them listed as the same. And this happens a lot. I mean, I'm sure I can find some companies in the junk bond arena that are on their way down, so to speak. But there's also companies on their way up in that arena. And you have to remember, it's a ladder. It works both directions. It's a two-way street. So if companies going both directions, we want to find the companies, obviously, that are moving up on the credit rating, and they're doing better and better performance-wise, and whose credit rating just hasn't caught up to them yet, basically, is what you're looking for. And so this goes back to efficient markets. You know, they say the stock market is efficient, that everybody has all the information, that everybody knows all the information on any stock, right? That there's no advantage to be gained by trying to buy individual stocks versus the market. Don't tell William O'Neill or Warren Buffett, but because they won't believe that for a minute for some reason. Anyhow, in the bond arena is tremendously inefficient. There's a dearth of information because most bond prices aren't even published. You know, nobody talks about bonds on the news. They don't discuss bonds on CNBC.
No.
When was the last time you saw them talking about a bond on CNBC? I don't remember them ever talking about them.
The U.S. got downgraded.
Yeah, when the U.S. back in 14 or 15, when the U.S. got downgraded, you're right. That was the last time I heard them talk about it. But they just don't talk about bonds because they're not glamorous. But in this arena, if you can make 10 or 11% per year and know what your yield's going to be to maturity, I like that. Because with a stock, what do you know? When do you know what you're going to make on a stock, JC?
When you sell it.
Yeah, after you sell it. Not when you buy it, right? Definitely not when you buy it. And so that's one of the things. That's a good point. When you sell it, sometimes you know what your yield's going to be. How to make money with junk bonds. We'll send you a free copy of it and our rate sheet on our bonds. If you want all that, just give me a call. 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with along with J.C. Haspel, and that's Stoney LaRue, J.C. You know who that is? Country music
artist? I have
artist?
Seen him in concert, actually. He played in Tulsa.
Yes, he plays here a lot.
Many times, yeah.
Plays at Canes quite a bit, yes. Yeah. Excellent, excellent musician. Okay, I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money with Junk Bonds, by Robert Levine. You can get a free copy of it and a copy of our rate sheet that shows you the bonds, some of the bonds that we have available. We have thousands of bonds that are available, I can tell you, but this shows you some of the high-yield bonds we have available on a short-term basis, yielding around 10% for a four-year bond, 10% per year on the four-year bonds, by the way, I'm referring to. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the book and the report absolutely free. JC, I want to talk about the T word for a minute. Taxes, your favorite subject.
I love taxes.
Yes, let's talk about taxes. Bonds have a huge advantage if bought at a discount over other investments, like CDs. If you buy a CD, JC, you put $5,000 in a CD, and the CD pays you 0.0 whatever it pays per year. Let's just say on your $5,000, it pays you $100 a year for 5 years. What tax rate do you pay on your $100 a year in income the CD pays you?
I believe that's ordinary income.
Correct. Ordinary income taxes. So you would pay 20 or 25%, whatever it might be, depending on your tax bracket, on the $100 a year, the measly $100 a year that they would give you. So you'd net about $75, $80 a share, or per year, excuse me. Sorry. Okay. Now let's say you take the same amount of money and you put it into a bond, a high-yield bond that you buy at a discount. The key word being discount here. You buy the bond for $700,
JC. As opposed to $1,000, which would be par?
Yes. The bond matures at $1,000, but you buy it at $700. It's a five-year bond. You buy it. 5 years later, it matures at $1,000. It pays you, instead of 0.00 something, pays you 5% a year. 2.5% every 6 months, which is 5% a year, right, on the coupons. Okay. So you made your ordinary income on the bond coupon, the 5% per year you pay ordinary income tax on. What's your tax rate on the $300 gain that you made on the sale of the bond when it went from $700 to $1,000 at maturity?
That'd be long-term cap gains.
Long-term capital gains, which if you make $75,000 or less, by the way, your cap gains rate is zero. I like that rate.
It's my favorite
tax
rate.
Yeah, zero. So you would only pay, you'll say, I have on this example, I have 15% ordinary income rate on $100 out of $400. So your tax rate effectively on the whole thing is 3.75 because you paid $15 on $400, JC. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Bonds have a big advantage over CDs, and that's one of them right there. A much better tax rate if you are buying at a discount because you pay cap gains on the gain in the bond price. And as far as I know, all across the board, the cap gains rate is lower than the ordinary income rate. No matter what tax bracket you're in, your cap gains rate is lower than your ordinary income rate. I've not seen one where it's higher.
That would be my understanding as well.
Because the top cap gains rate is 20%, so whereas our highest tax rate is 39.6, which has the 20% cap gains rate. But guess what I found out the other day when I was doing research on this, JC? Guess what your cap gains rate if you buy gold bars? This is yet another reason not to buy gold, I will tell you, right here.
Is it ordinary income?
Nope. If you buy gold bars or coins, the cap gains rate is 28%.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either until I found this the other day. If you buy a gold ETF from us or from anybody, any broker, your cap gains rate over after you hold it for a year or more, year or longer, in both cases, your cap gains rate on an ETF that buys gold is 20%.
Really?
It's 28 on gold bars and coins and art, by the way.
How long has it been like that?
Probably since they made the changes in 12, I think is when they changed the tax code quite a bit. I think that's when it goes back to. It may go back before that, but I'm guessing that was changed in 2012.
That makes sense. Gold was pretty popular in 2012, so why not tax crap out of it?
You know? Yeah, so they raised the tax rate on it, basically. What a surprise that is. as Ronald Reagan used to say, if it moves, tax it. You know?
Yeah.
So that's what they did. But that I didn't know that. I had no idea that there was a different cap gains rate for different items. There actually is. But I was very surprised to see that. So if you actually buy gold versus the ETF, you're better off buying the ETF from a tax standpoint.
Hmm.
If you hold them for the same period, you'll pay an 8% higher tax rate on the gold bars or coins than you will on the gold ETF, which basically owns the same thing. So something to think about when you're out there calling Lear Capital or whoever to buy gold.
Or when you're buying art.
Yeah, well, I don't get too many calls.
You're trading
for
those art futures.
Yeah, nobody calls me to ask me about art. That's probably a good thing because I don't know much about it.
Selling futures on the Mona Lisa?
That's right. I know less than zero about that subject. I was talking about high-yield bonds before the break. I'm going to talk about another one here. There's a big healthcare company, JC, that is in the junk bond rating status, but they're actually doing well. Their revenues have increased by 3.9% last year, and they recorded operating activity net cash flow of $92 million dollars last year. This company's huge. They own home health facilities and home health care. They're in the home health care business as well as some hospices and things like that and rehab facilities. They have 1,700 locations. It's a pretty big company. $6.1 billion with a B, $1 billion in revenue, JC. And they're recovering and doing nicely, but they're in the junk bond arena too. You know, some of the companies that are in junk bonds would surprise people. You know, Ford, GM, Hertz, a lot of these companies you just wouldn't think of as junk bonds.
Right, right.
I remember Dillard's is in there, Saks Fifth Avenue is in there, Del Monte, Chiquita Brands, a lot of these different companies that are just named brands to us that we see every day that we know of. And you'd be surprised, but they're actually high-yield bonds, and they're actually in the junk bond arena. So when you think junk bond, don't think it's some minuscule, obscure company that you never heard of, because that's not the case for a lot of these bonds. A lot of these current companies that you know well of and have heard of, and you've probably been to their businesses and or bought their products, you'd be surprised. And so they finance their debt, you know, with these kind of bonds, and they're paying them off. And in most cases, they do pay them off 97% of the time. As we mentioned, they do pay them off. And you have to select the ones that pay them off versus the ones that don't. That's our job to help you with. If you want the book, How to Make Money with Junk Bonds, give me a call. We'll send you the information in the book. It's absolutely free. 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and address, and thank you very much for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,